Psalm meditation today is Psalm 103. Please turn with me to Psalm 103 in your New King James Bibles. We'll read responsively as we usually do. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases,
who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy,
who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles.
The Lord grants you His righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed.
He made known His ways to Moses, His acts to the children of Israel. He will not always strive with us, nor will He keep His anger forever.
He has not held us before His mercy, nor punished us before His mercy.
For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward those who fear Him.
As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us.
As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear Him.
For He knows our prayer, He remembers
us. As for man, his days are like grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourishes.
For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more.
But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear Him, and His righteousness to children's children. The Lord has established His throne in heaven, and His kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, O you His hosts, you ministers of His who do His pleasure. Well, the editors have put here, and translators have put here, the little heading, Praise for the Lord's Mercies. And as we have read through this responsively, we see that, of course, this is the case. We note, too, that in the original, we have the heading that this is a Psalm of David. Now, David, of course, knew all about mercies. It was by the mercy of God that he, the youngest of his family, was raised up from tending the sheep to being the shepherd over Israel. It was of God's mercy that he who sought to build a house for God had the promise that God would build a house for him and would be the one through whom the Christ would come. For as David notes here, He knoweth our frame, He knoweth we are but dust, there in verse 14. He knoweth it well. For He hath created us, but in the person of His Son, He is Emmanuel, as we've seen in Isaiah, God with us. David saw His mercy when after his sin, his great sin, God forgave him. David saw His mercy when, under discipline after that sin, his beloved son rebelled against him, sought his life, sought to supplant his father. How much an antichrist Absalom was. But David was delivered. David saw His mercy when he was given another son, Solomon, or Jedidiah, beloved of the Lord, one who is called the King of Peace and in many ways foreshadowed the one of whom we will look today, the Prince of Peace. And David saw God's mercy at the end of his life when he was delivered from the plots of another son, saw the goodness of God putting his son Solomon on the throne, and died full of peace, full of years. Surely, David saw the mercy of God. He understands how the human heart is. And he sees how life is very fleeting. We read all about this here in this psalm. David's very realistic about how things are, the difficulties in people's lives. But in all, God delivers. Through all, God delivers. God remains faithful. David, along about two-thirds of the way here, at about verse 15, contrasts that mercy and grace, that steadfast character of God, with the fleeting nature of man. No matter how old you are, you find that the older you get, time tends to roll away faster. I was just talking this past week with a ruling elder from our Bloomington, Indiana congregation about that. How as we get older, the time just seems to go faster and faster. If you little children, you can hardly imagine this. It takes forever, you think, to get around to your birthday after you've just had one. It takes forever. But by the time you're a teenager, already you're starting to notice, wow, this last year went kind of quickly. And by the time you're in your mid-50s like I am, it's moving along at a pretty good pace. And as you get older, I hope to find this out, but it gets more and more and more that way. And what seems to you children to be a very long time, when someone might be 80 years old, or 90 years old, or 100 years old, you can hardly imagine that much time. When you get to be that age, you will find it went like that. But God's mercy, God's faithfulness, God's care is not that way. Now, how is it that such great sinners as we should have such mercy? How is it that God should not punish us for our sin instead of being forgiving and kindly? As we see here in verse 10, He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. Is somehow God not just? No, that is not the case at all. God is just. But He has given us one that indeed knows our frame. He has our frame. He has given us the Lord Jesus Christ, who did not receive the mercy of God, but showed forth the mercy of God. He is the one, looking at the early part of this psalm, who forgave sin. The religious leaders of the day were scandalized at, who can forgive sin but God alone? Well, God forgave sin in the person of His Son, the Lord Jesus. He healed diseases of all sorts. He redeemed life from destruction as He brought people who were wretched sinners to know Him savingly. He crowned them with loving kindness and tender mercy. He satisfied their mouths with good things. They who had been dead in their trespasses and sins had their youth renewed like the eagle as they were born again, such as He spoke of to Nicodemus. Ultimately, all mercy is found in the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ. God is able to be just and the justifier of those who believe on Jesus, as Paul says in Romans 3:26. And man's days in this earth are like grass, like the flower of the field. They flourish. The wind passes over. It is gone. But God's mercy abides forever. And if we be in Jesus Christ, our life abides forever. He who believeth in me, though he die, yet shall he live. So Jesus said to grieving sisters in John chapter 11. Well, it's no wonder that David is moved by the Spirit to seek all creation's praise of God for this mercy, for this kindness. For it is mercy and kindness indeed. For the Father to have sent His well-beloved, His only begotten, for such miserable little pathetic creatures as we, for such sinful, hateful creatures as we, well, that is mercy indeed, and that is praiseworthy indeed. From the angels, from all His hosts of angels, those who minister or serve Him, all His works should be giving Him praise. And yes, down to particularities. Your soul, my soul, we should give praise to God, who is both just and justifier of all who are in Jesus. Well, let's sing to His praise here using Psalm 100, and we will use portion C, Psalm 103, C.